This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be using his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former President Donald Trump. The change in tone and approach, as senior defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United States and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and on how to best confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg signaled a desire to reset the U.S.-NATO relationship early this month. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the path to diplomacy is open right now with Iran over its 2015 nuclear deal, but he would not address whether the Biden administration has had any direct engagement with Iranian officials. Asked if there was any move underway to resume direct diplomacy, Blinken pointed to President Biden's public stance that if Iran resumes compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal, so would the United States. In 2018, former President Donald Trump abandoned the nuclear deal, which limited Iran's nuclear enrichment activity to make it harder for Tehran to develop nuclear arms, an ambition Iran has long denied having in return for the easing of U.S. and other sanctions. When Trump left the deal, which Iran struck with six major powers, he reimposed crippling sanctions on Iran's economy. Iran has told the U.N. nuclear watchdog it will scale back cooperation with it in a week, ratcheting up protests against U.S. sanctions, still choking its economy. By remote, this is